I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Women in one small North African nation are celebrating a new step in the direction of religious freedom. But with that freedom, we're also asking you to pray with us. And technology has changed the way we live, but it's also impacted the way we share the Bible. A reflection from a partner celebrating many decades on the field is coming up. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. Since 1973, Tunisian women have been prohibited from marrying men who are not of the state religion. But Kim Riston, project manager for Women of Middle East Hope of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says this recently changed.
In the Middle East, it is a complete different world. Women don't have the right to choose their spouse. They are told who they will marry based on religion. So this was a huge, huge breakthrough for the Tunisian women, and I just wanted to bring it to the forefront as a great victory for women in general.
In a way, this law targeted minority religions and discouraged conversions by denying marriages.
In many parts of the Middle East, the Tunisian women would be considered as progressive in many areas. They are able to work outside of the home. They are actually able to travel without their spouse. And so in many ways, they do have a lot of freedoms. But this was a law that had been in place and had been holding women back from moving forward in what we would consider the normalcy in the U.S.
So please pray for these women's liberation to help them find the one and true God. And listen for more details on Mission Network News. It's been over a month since a pair of earthquakes in Mexico killed hundreds of people and destroyed thousands of homes. Relief efforts are well underway, but the psychological effects will take much longer to heal. Tent Schools International is one organization providing children not just with an education, but a sense of normalcy. Tent Schools' Dale Dealman.
They are asking us, they're calling out to us and saying, can you just supply some funds where we can buy some materials to put up a temporary school for children so they can try to find some normalcy in their life, even with all the rubble and everything else that's surrounding them until the reconstruction of schools can take place.
Oftentimes, crisis situations open people's minds to new ways of thinking. Dealman says they're making sure the real reason they're helping these children is evident.
It is a real great opportunity to just express that we're supporting in every way we can, that we really want to show that this is how the love of Jesus is acted out.
Tent Schools is helping give people hope, but there's still a long way to go. Please pray for these families as they look to rebuild their lives and find other ways to help at missionnews.org. And finally, Audio Scripture Ministries just hit an exciting milestone this month, 50 years of ministry. They provide God's Word in audio to oral learners and unreached people around the world. Naomi Frizzell, ASM's executive director, says any outreach based in technology is bound to go through a lot of change in 50 years.
The ministry started with a small cardboard audio player, moved into the high-tech hand crank cassette players, moving into solar cassette players, through lots of other technology. Just think how technology has changed in the world over 50 years, and ASM has sought to use the most current and relevant technology as they've shared God's word in audio. Now we're using small digital players. We're working on an app in one of our locations as well, but trying to reach those people who need to hear God's word in their language.
So how is ASM celebrating half a century of mission work?
Audio Scripture Ministries has a 50th anniversary celebration goal of raising $100,000. Toward the distribution of audio Bibles in India, in Mexico, in Mozambique, and elsewhere.
And if you'd like to give towards audio Bible distribution with ASM, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.